From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Jim Reeves.
According to my heart, you're the one for me. The one love of my life is here when you're with me. If someone stole your love, my heart would beat no more. You're the one my heart is always longing for. Though I don't know the reason why my dreams don't turn out right, still I'll keep listening to my heart. Who knows, someday they might. For according to my heart, the future will be bright. And every day I pray that my heart knows what's right. Though I don't know the reason why my dreams don't turn out right, still I'll keep listening to my heart. Who knows, someday they might. For according to my heart, the future will be bright. And every day I pray that my heart knows what's right.
Thank you very much, folks, and a great big happy welcome to all our good friends and neighbors to tonight's get-together at the Grand Ole Opry. There's lots of entertainment in store for you with folks like Rod Brasfield,
Little Miss June Carter,
the Queen of the Ole Upright, Del Wood,
the King of the Guitar, Chet Atkins,
and, of course, the entire Opry gang.
And Jim's invited over not one, but two of your Opry favorites.
Sure have, Grant, two fellows who always keep the place jumping and never allow time for a dull moment. Cousin Odie and Jody.
Howdy.
Yes, just as I said, never a dull moment this night. Here's a fellow who may not know an Oscar, but he sure knows every little Emma in town.
Oh.
That eligible Bachelor of Hohenwald, Rod Brasfield.
Howdy, Miss Jim Reeves. Good to see you.
Howdy, Rod. Nice to have you with us.
Say, Jim, I'm just about to make up my little old feeble mind to ask my gal Susie to marry me again.
You know, Rod, you might better wait a minute now. It takes a lot of money nowadays to get married and raise a family, you know that?
Yeah, well, I ain't worrying about the money, Flitter. I've got the money, buddy.
You got plenty of money, huh?
Oh, I've got gobs of it. I've got lots of money. I've got it just stashed away, just gobs of money.
Wish I knew where you had it stayed.
In fact, when I die, I'm going to be buried in $1,000 bills, Jim.
Well, say now, Rod, wait just a minute. You know, you can't go to heaven and spend that money.
Huh?
You can't go to heaven and spend all that money.
Well, I'll just have money to burn then. Hey, speaking of my gal Susie, by Ned, today is her birthday. Yes, sir?
What you gonna get for?
Huh?
I say, what you gonna get for?
I don't know. Just make me an offer. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, Rod.
I got a letter from a friend of mine out in Oklahoma, and he asked me to tell a story here tonight on the Grand Ole Opry that I told a long time ago. He heard it. And I wonder if it'd be all right if I told it to John out there. He's way out in Oklahoma.
I'd just love to hear it myself, Rod.
Would?
Yes, sir.
Well, all right, I'll read it to you then. It's called The Trials of a Man. You know, friends, a man has a lot of trials and tribulations in this world. He comes into this world without his consent, and he goes out of it against his will. Sometimes the road in between is mighty rocky. When he's little, the big girls kiss him. When he's big, the little girls kiss him. If he's poor, he's a bad manager. If he's rich, he's crooked. If he tries to save, he's stingy. If he don't, he's a spendthrift. If he needs credit, he can't get it. And if he don't, everybody's trying to sell him something. If he goes to church, he's a hypocrite. And if he don't, he's a sinner. He's in politics, he's a grafter. And if he ain't, he's no good to the community. If he tries to help people, he's just butting in. If he don't, he's cold-blooded. If he dies young, it was a great future before him. If he lives to a ripe old age, Barnett, he missed his calling.
What a fellow that Rod Brasfield. Thank you for so much fun, Rod. Well, no fancy introductions are needed for our special guest tonight. They're as much a part of the Ryman as the Confederate Gallery, and to look at them just about as old. Tain't so. So how's about a great big welcome for Odie and Jody? Say, cousin Jody, I'd like to welcome you and all the country cousins tonight. And
thank you there, Mr. Jim. Thank you there.
I'll tell you what I'd like to do. Yeah. While everything's sort of quiet, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Where are you and all the country cousins playing the next few days?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Jim, because Odie's got a whole list of them here.
That's
He's
right.
going to read them all.
April the 1st, Neosho, Missouri.
Neosho, Missouri.
April the 2nd, Rollins, Missouri.
Rollins, Missouri.
April the 3rd, Meadville, Mississippi.
Meadville, Mississippi.
April the 5th, Greenville, Mississippi.
Greenville, Mississippi.
That's right.
Well, that's good. The folks will be looking for you. Say, how's about singing one of those good songs for us?
I don't know where it's going to be good or not, Jim, but it's going to be plenty loud there. With a little, little bit of a television set there. Are you ready?
All right.
I asked my gal for to marry me. She said, yes, I will agree. If you're sure that I will get
a 20-acre farm and a television set.
A television set, a television set.
A 20-acre farm and a television set.
I had a friend who tried to get hitched, but he only got his poor heart pinched. She broke his heart with a wedding dress.
She traded even swap for a television set.
A television set, a television set.
She traded even swap for a television set.
Now pick one. There you go.
Hey, cut it out.
Hey, Jody.
We're supposed to be singing.
Yeah, I knew a man who was married 40 years. He never had a fuss with his wifey dear. A few days ago, she began to fret.
The doctor said she needed a television set.
A television set, a television set.
The doctor said she needed a television set.
Here's to the boy who dated Irene. He drank too much in the moonlight beam. She wouldn't say goodnight for a bet.
She learned that he had a television set.
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 Hey, Mr. Reeves, excuse me for barging in like this, but you're a Prince Albert man, ain't you?
Definitely, Rod.
Have you ever held a little Prince Albert smoking tobacco in the palm of your hand, sort of cup your hand and sort of whip it?
That's real good, ain't it?
Oh, I tell you, I love to breathe in all that fine natural tobacco aroma.
And then pack your pipe with PA, light up, and taste that same naturalness. All the flavor that nature put in tobacco.
All the flavor that PA keeps and then kindly improves it and makes even more special and richer and tastier.
Yes, sir. You get rich, natural taste, fresh and clean. You get cool smoking. You get PA's crimp cut for smoother, longer smoking.
That's right.
And best of all, you get real smoking comfort from a pipe packed with PA.
Yeah, and you fellas that roll your own, PA's for you, too. Makes a good-looking, good-smoking, making cigarette every time.
Right. Pipe smoker or makings man, enjoy the natural tobacco taste of good Prince Albert. Now what do you say we all find us a partner and join the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers at the skip to the fiddle of Shorty Lavender and the tune of Sally Gooden.
And then grand right left, oh, way round in the show park, turn back to the fairway, swing the high, swing the low, and the gal marching off, way round the right left, right hand to the cold.
Well, that square dancing is always a lot of fun. But now we'd like to settle things down just a bit and sing one of our favorite secret songs. Tonight I've chosen one that's long been a favorite of mine, and I hope it's one of your favorites. Softly and Tenderly. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portal, he's watching and waiting, waiting for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner. Calling, oh sinner, come home. Thank you very much, everyone. Now, how's about a little music on the guitar? And no one could do it better than our favorite maestro of music, that RCA Victor recording star, Mr. Chet Atkins. Fine, Jubilee and Chet. Thank you a whole bunch. You know, that Chet sure can make a guitar talk. And here comes the little lady to visit with us who doesn't do so bad at talking herself. Let's put out the welcome mat for a sweetheart of the South, June Carter.
Thank you, Jim, and I'm just awful tickled to get to be on a Prince Albert show again. I didn't know if you folks knowed it or not, but we just got back from over in Europe. Jim Reeves went over there, and I went along with him.
I just want to straighten you out. You see, it's next week we're going to Europe, not this week. We haven't already been. Don't tell the people that.
No, folks. He just picks a guitar on this show, and it's my time to talk now, and we just got back. We was over there this last week, and we had the nicest... gouging me.
Don't believe a word she says. June, it's next week. We haven't been to Europe yet.
Well, you was the one said we went, Nodhead.
I haven't said a thing in the world about
you. You did do it. You know, last week when we went to New York, you remember?
Well, we didn't go to Europe. I remember going to New York. But
we went out on a boat. We was just going to go up the Hudson River, but we ended up going all the way to Europe. We got out on this boat, and I couldn't find Jim anyplace, and we was way out in the middle of this... I don't know what, and the boat is sloshing, and the waves are going all around, and I looked all over the place, and I finally found Jim. He had crawled way up on the top deck of that boat. He's up there leaning out over that rail, hollering, Europe! 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 We had the biggest time up there in New York. They do everything up there. Y'all ought to go up there sometime if you ain't been there. I went ice skating. Did you know that, Jim?
Yeah, some of the folks told me about you going ice skating. June, did you have fun?
Yeah, I had fun. I just got one thing to say about ice skating. That's one sport where you start at the bottom and you stay there, buddy. No, sir, you know where I done most of my ice skating this year?
Where did you do most of your ice skating, June?
On the same place where I done all my horseback riding this past summer. No, sir, it's too fast for me. If you ever been on a pair of skates, you just fly all over the place. It's fast. I slowed down. I went over to the roller skating rink. I decided I might pick up a few things over there.
Well, what did you pick up at the roller skating rink, Jim?
10 or 15 big old splinters was about all. No, the real reason I won't talk to you, Jim, you know, we was talking about going to Europe, and honest to goodness, you are going this next week, and I'd like to have a job on that show and go along with you. Could I get to go with you, old buddy?
Well, June, I was looking for a guitar player.
Yeah, well, that's all right. A guitar player?
Yeah, guitar. Rhythm guitar, you know.
Yeah, how much money do you pay?
$100 a week.
$100 a week?
Yeah.
Well, I'll take a job. I take it. Only you'll have to pay me $200. I've got to have $200.
Well, wait a minute now. You want $200 a week and you can't even play guitar.
Well, it's going to be a whole lot harder if I don't know how to do it. No, to tell you the truth, Jim, if you ain't going to give me that job, you'll at least help me get a job. I'm destitute or something.
Let's see, Jim. I was trying to think of where I heard about it. Let's see.
The guys at
the depot were telling me the other day that they need a brakeman down there.
A brakeman?
Yeah.
Well, I ought to be able to do that. I broke several. No, let's see, a brakeman. I might take that job, all right. Do you know much about it?
Well, I tell you, June, they're going to ask you a lot of questions when you go to apply for this job, so I guess I'd better ask one of the most important questions right now to see if you can pass the test.
All right.
Let's take this one now. If two trains were coming toward each other on the same track at 90 miles an hour, what would you do?
Two trains on the same track coming toward each other at 90 miles an hour.
90 miles an hour.
But I'd throw that switch. I'd run in there and throw a switch.
Oh, there's no switch on this track. No switch at all. Nope.
Well, I'd wave my arms. I'd wave my arms.
Oh, this is, it's night. It's dark. They wouldn't see
well,
you.
Well, I'd grab a lantern. I'd run and grab a lantern.
There's no lantern near any place.
Well, I'd holler.
Well, you know they couldn't hear you. It's too much noise.
Well, I'd holler for Mommy Maybelle.
Now, what on earth would you call Mother Maybelle for in a case like this?
Well, I'd have her come on down just as fast as she could. They're going to be one of the dad burnedest train wrecks in history.
Well, here's Grant Turner coming on like a March wind.
Well, that's what I want to talk about. I've just given Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco a real test. March winds are blowing hats and skirts up, down, and all around. But I just sit on a corner, took out my PA and an OCB paper, and now I know, wind or no wind, You can roll a fine Macon cigarette with PA.
Say, do you reckon PA's crimp cut has anything to do with it?
Do with it? That's the reason. Crimp cut PA just doesn't blow around or dribble out the end.
Well, Grant, PA passes all the tests. You can't beat it for natural tobacco taste, always being fresh, always giving you a smooth smoking Macon cigarette.
And you pipe smokers, let yourself in for the same kind of comfortable and tasty smoking. Pack your next pipe with good PA.
Yes, sir. Enjoy the National Joy Smoke, Prince Albert.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, I think we've waited long enough for another visit from our guests this evening, so what about having Odie and Jody come out for another tune? Jody, what do you say you do that fine new song recently released on the Chick label? I believe it's one titled Money, and I sure know it brings forth some good harmony from all the gang.
Well, we hope the folks are going to enjoy it as much as we do, there, Jim, and all the country cousins of the trio's going to sing Money.
I have a story, I'll tell it to you. But nightlife and women and money will do. There three are the kind when you use them wrong. And I was the fool that got strung along. I lost my sweetheart, I said let her go. I thought with money you could have three or four. I've known lots of women, but all the wrong kind. All they wanted was money, and I was so blind. Once I had money to burn, as they say, I spent it careless and threw it away. And now it is gone and I don't have a dime. I have left is a dissatisfied mind. If I had $1 million today to regain what I've lost, I'd give it away. For what good is money when you live sin? Money is worthless compared to a ring.
Come on and let's all go over and join the crowd as Miss Del Wood gives way to After Five. Thank you. Thank you, Dell. You know, folks, Dell, along with all the wagon masters and I, are about to pay a visit to some of our good neighbors in England, France, Germany, and Africa. We'll be gone about 5 weeks on this country music tour that takes us so far from our favorite stomping grounds. And before we leave, the wagon masters and I would like to do a tune that you seem to like. We appreciate this a whole lot and hope you'll enjoy hearing it again. Am I losing you? Are my fears coming true? Tell me what to do. Am I losing you? Is your love really true? Is there somebody new? How I wish I knew. Am I losing you? Am I too blind to see what's been happening to me? Every road has a bend. Will I be sweetheart or friend? Will the sweet things you do be for somebody new? How I wish I knew. Am I losing you? Been happening to me. Every road has a bend. Will I be sweetheart or friend? Will the sweet things you do be for somebody new? Tell me what to do. Am I losing? Well, it looks like the old clock says we gotta go for now, but you be sure and be on hand next week, same place, same time, when we come calling for you once again in the old buckboard. Sitting up in the driver's seat will be not one, but two great guys, Ray Price and Marty Robbins. And there'll be a special award made to these two record-selling sensations in the field of country music that you don't want to miss. Till then, this is Jim Reeves saying thanks for everything, and we'll see you next Saturday night at the Grand Old Opry!
Cigarette. Discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. This cigarette brings you the finest taste in smoking. So enjoy full-flavored Camels, the largest selling cigarette today. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. They've really got it.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette. Now all the brands are marching in a cigarette parade. And way out front is Camel, the smoke and flavor made. You really should discover the difference between just smoking and Camels, a real smoke, I mean. C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
This program is brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.